You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Auckland Council are wanting to know the public opinion regarding changing the rules surrounding shop trading on Easter weekend. The proposed bylaw will give communities around Auckland the ability to choose whether or not to open on Easter Sunday. But this decision is drawing both praise and criticism from within the business community. Firstly, I spoke with Retail New Zealand spokesperson Greg Harford regarding the changes and asking if they are a necessary thing.
The current rules are really, really complicated. The idea is that most shops are expected to close, but there's a whole host of exemptions in there. They just really don't make sense in the 21st century. We've got convenience stores are allowed to open, but supermarkets are not. Garden centres are allowed to open, but hardware shops with a significant garden centre inside them are not allowed to open. The reality is that some customers, but not everyone, want to be able to go to the shops on Easter Sunday, and some businesses, but again, not all, want to be able to open. So we really don't think there's any compelling case to keep the restrictions in place, and we're fully supportive of proposals to allow businesses the choice as to whether they open on Easter Sunday next year.
Do you feel that due to this confusion, it creates an unfair advantage for certain businesses?
The current rules where shops are required to be closed certainly create disadvantages for some firms and advantages for others. A classic case, as I say, is garden centres. Garden centres are allowed to be open on Easter Sunday, but hardware shops who sell much the same thing are not. So it just doesn't really make sense to have a rule that doesn't apply equally across the board, especially when there's actually increasing consumer demand to be able to shop. Customers shop 24/7 online these days from home. Many also want to be able to hit the shops on Easter Sunday. But obviously, if the council goes ahead and adopts a local shop trading hours policy, there's no obligation on any business to open and no obligation on any customer to shop.
Do you feel that there's a need then for a single Auckland-wide rule set?
Yes, we'd strongly favour a single Auckland-wide rule set. We've got, I think, around 25 councils around the country now have adopted shop trading hours policies that allow businesses, shops in their districts to open on Easter Sunday. They've all gone down the track of a district-wide approach. We think that makes the most sense. It's less confusing for businesses and customers and employees, and in fact it helps avoid some of those competitive issues that we talked about earlier.
So it would allow for a myriad of advantages essentially across the board if widespread Easter trading were to be allowed?
It's about choice at the end of the day. We think in the 21st century that government and local government really don't have a place regulating shopping between consenting adults. If businesses want to open and that suits the demands of their customers and their employees, then we think they should be able to do so. It is important, I think, to remember that under the law as it stands, there are special protections put in place for workers around Easter Sunday, so nobody is forced to work if they don't want to do so. And indeed, no business can be forced to open. It just becomes a matter of choice.
There have been concerns surrounding the forcing of employees to work. You don't think this would be the case?
No, we certainly haven't heard about that happening this year in any of the districts which have now allowed their shops to open. And as I say, there are specific rules built into the legislation that make it a specific offence to require anyone to work or to disadvantage them in any way if they don't. So we think there are really good protections built in there for workers and also for small businesses who may want to take the day off.
For the counter-opinion, I also talked to First Union Retail and Finance Secretary, Maxine Gay, reiterating with her if changes needed to be made.
Certainly not. Our union has already written to the council before it made that decision, urging it to adopt a policy of retaining the status quo. There are only 3.5 days a year in which the shops are required to be closed. So that means there are only 3.5 days a year in which retail workers are guaranteed to have days off.
Right.
So we think it's completely unnecessary, and it's not even being driven by a large number of retail employers indicating that they want this. In fact, I would say that the overwhelming majority don't.
And
it's simply being driven by one or two.
So do you feel like this is more of a business-oriented decision rather than something that's coming from a people perspective?
Absolutely it is. There's no people often argue that because New Zealand is a much more multicultural country than it was when these regulations were first established, that there is no longer this big push from people of a Christian faith in order to be able to not have to work on those days. Whereas, in fact, Easter itself and Easter Sunday has morphed into a much greater thing where whole families get together, Mariah get together, large sporting organisations run all sorts of activities over those long weekends purely because they are guaranteed that additional day on the Sunday. But as well as that, there are still a significant number of people who do have a strong Christian faith and for whom, for them, Easter Sunday is a day of huge significance.
Right. One of the main concerns surrounding the current rules is how confusing it is. Certain places are allowed to open while certain places are not allowed to open. Do you feel like this should be addressed somehow, even if it means the blanket closure of all retail stores?
One of the things that we have consistently argued is that you need to have some changes to the regulations. The regulations are archaic, but in order to get some good sense, you don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So you don't need to liberalise Easter trading in order to fix the anomalies. But the government has chosen not to do that. And instead, it's gone for this piecemeal option where local authorities right throughout the country get to make the decision themselves. How nonsensical is that? You know, instead of one national conversation, you've now got multiple conversations going on. And if you're a national chain, for example, and you've got stores in a whole lot of places, you know, some will be open, some will be closed, depending on what the various local authorities are deciding to do. So I think this is probably about the worst of all worlds, and even, in fact, those that were proposing or wanting further liberalisation, they don't like this either.
Right. Have you heard of any concerns from retail workers themselves regarding this proposal?
Oh yes, I mean, our members are engaging in the submission process. They are writing submissions. They are collecting signatures on petition, and the union itself will be submitting to the Auckland Council as well as having written to them. Even shop managers are signing the petition. So, you know, the overwhelming majority of people, both in shops and in banks, because remember, a lot of banks in Auckland are open 7 days. They're located in malls. And if the mall decides to open because the local authority says it can, then those establishments will be forced to open even if they don't want to. So there's a lot of activity going on, and people are looking to engage in the submission process to urge the council to retain the status quo.
Right. So it has been a majority concern then, not a minority.
Oh, totally. And that includes, for example, managers of supermarkets who are allowing our union organisers to collect signatures during the working day because they themselves are signing the petition as well. They don't want it open.
Right.
So, and it's really interesting. If you look at the farmers' department store in Rotorua, Rotorua is one of those local authorities that has voted to liberalise. In fact, a lot of it was, you know, driven by Stevie Chadwick, the mayor of Rotorua. But a whole number of shops, like farmers, actually chose not to open, even though they could. And so, you know, there isn't a widespread appetite, even amongst employers in Auckland, for this to happen. It has been mostly driven by foodstuffs, which is just, you know, largely non-unionised. So workers in that group of companies, you know, the Pack and Saves and the New Worlds, they won't even get any extra pay or a day in lieu if they're forced to work.
Right. Under the provision, there is the right for the employees to refuse to work. Do you think that employers would still put pressure upon the employees to come in, regardless of the case?
Of course they will, because, you know, pressure occurs in all sorts of ways. A lot of people won't know the exact nature of their right. In Blenheim, for example, where liberalisation occurred, we also, you know, the employers announced their intentions outside of the allowable time. And yet this is at a time when awareness should be at its highest. So an employer has to tell workers within 4 weeks of its intention to open and then give them a further 2 weeks in order to decide whether or not they want to work or not. And they're not even meeting, even when it's at its, you know, highest stage of awareness, they're not even meeting their obligations and they're making these announcements just a week or so out. So as time went on, that will erode further and further and further.
Right.
But pressure takes place in all sorts of covert ways as well as overt ways. You won't have an employer standing over a worker saying you have to work, or you might in a non-unionised place, but in most union agreement, where there's union agreements, that probably won't happen. But if you're not a team player, if you don't, you know, come in for your normal shift on a Sunday as a supervisor, you know, you'll be passed over for promotion. Everyone knows how the game works. And so people are way too frightened in order to say no if they know their employer wants them to work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.